With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Today on Theater Talk, we'll be talking the Artie Awards. Artie Awards are Buffalo's version of the Tony Awards, recognizing local theater. On Monday, we announced the nominations. Me with Nicole Morales-Samato in the WNED studio live stream. I think more people tuning in than can actually fit into the Artie Awards. So I thought of that as we announced that you can get your tickets in advance this year at WBFO.org.
Well, it was fun to watch the live stream. And that's a good point you guys made. Get your tickets online at WBFO.org because you don't want to be waiting outside on the sidewalk.
No, yeah. All these people beautifully dressed and waiting online. What you want to be doing is getting there early enough to walk the red carpet because the fashions get very, very competitive, including the shoes. And Nicole has a little shoe cam there where your shoes can compete for beauty. I think she stole that from Joan Rivers.
Well, but which Artie Award? This is the 29th?
29. I know that I tried a lot about my age, but once I cover anniversaries like this, it's, you know, next year will be 30. Well, it's 26 years of Theater Talk. I did it with Jim Santella for over 20 years.
Oh, I loved listening to you guys. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Love, Jim. And how long have you been doing it with me?
I think 5. So for me, it's all fresh and new. How do you keep that high level of interest? Because you always look as if every Artie Awards is just, here it is for the very first time, folks.
And it is, in a way, for the very first time. Looking at the nominees this year, I was just bowled over by nominees who were not even born when I first did the Arties or when I started this show.
And do these young people call you Mr. Chase?
Well, unless they're Buff State students, and then Buff State students call me Dr. Chase.
But,
you know, those NU students do call me Mr., and it's lovely. And when they do it, I feel very old.
Well, anyway, what are some highlights of the nominations, do you think?
For me, it's always a highlight to see someone newly nominated. And I think that, to answer the question, that is what keeps it fresh, that the theater keeps renewing itself. Along those lines, this week, the announcement at Alleyway Theater that Alleyway will have new leadership when Chris J. Hanley takes over from theater legend Neil Raddus. That's a very important development and very important for the life and health of a theater community. Many cultural organizations die when their founding artistic directors retire. And in fast succession, we've seen Lorraine O'Donnell step up at the Cavanocchi Theater, taking over from David Lamb. We've seen Kate Loconte announced, taking over from Vincent O'Neill. And now Chris taking over for Neil at the Alleyway. This is very, very important because it improves the likelihood that the most precarious of corporate entities, a not-for-profit cultural organization, will live to the next chapter of its history. And so in the Artie nominations, seeing, let's take a look at some of them. London Lee, who does call me Dr. Chase because he went to Buffalo State in Pearly, Lorenzo Sean Parnell, Jenny Marie McCabe, though she's been in the community, I don't believe she's been nominated before. Has Kristen Bentley been nominated before? She's in there for Angels in America. Bethany Burroughs for After the Fall. Christine Turturro.
She graduated this month.
Graduated last weekend and already has an Artie nomination. That is just thrilling. Alejandro Gomez for Desde el Puente. Augustus Donaldson Jr., I don't believe he's been nominated before. Janae Leonard in Native Son.
She was good.
Buff State again.
Ding!
Credit where it's due. Miss Turturro is the pride of NU. There are some good theater programs from Fredonia to Niagara, and that also helps keep renewing our theater community.
And it's no secret. We talked about it on air, but people have been echoing this sentiment. It has been a great theater season.
I would absolutely agree, and I think where the challenge is with so many productions, and there were 70. That's a lot of theater going. To get a nomination is rather extraordinary. There are 6 in each category, but how many supporting actors is that? And it's also why we've tried to develop the category of outstanding performance in a featured role to help expand some recognition for that wealth of talent. And that shook up, interestingly, Jake Hayes, nominated as the voice of a puppet.
Big puppet.
Big puppet and big voice. Little Shop of Horrors. Chris Standard is, I think, by law, must be nominated, and he's yet to win.
He's the Susan Lucci of the Artie Awards.
This could be his year. Every year could be everyone's year. I should mention that the Artie Awards are a fundraiser for the Immunodeficiency Clinic at ECMC, and that aspect has already been a huge success because the theaters raised money by passing the hat at the ends of performances during the season. The National Touring Company of Rent, we thank Actors Equity and Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. They raised money. We've already met our goal before we even take the admission on the night of the Arties. And I assume, Peter, that you will be there on June the 3rd.
Yes, and I've already picked out my footwear inspired by Pre-Tree, who's in Passing Strange over at Ujima.
Good shoes, has he?
Excellent.
Okay, I'll check it out on the night. With Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.